We're going to talk about love for God and love for others in Luke chapter 10. And that's where we're going to be. We're going to look at verses 25 through 37. I just got word that Miss Juanita Hamilton, and they live down at Rivers End Road Putnam County Boulevard. Thank you. Rivers End Road and Putnam County Boulevard, and their house is possibly on fire right now and burning down, and she's got a daughter on the way over here to help her with that arena, but her name is Juanita Hamilton, and the offer hasn't been extended out from this church that we will do whatever we can to help her and to make sure that she has a place to stay and food on her table and things of that nature, because God has blessed us tremendously, and I know that you are a loving family and won't mind stepping out and praying for Juanita Hamilton and being the church that God has called us to be and helping out in the time of need for this family. So as I learn more information and as I get to talk to these folks and some others will talk to them, we will be sharing that information with you to see what we can do as a church to help out this family right down here on Rivers End Road and Putnam County Boulevard. So we'll be praying for her as we open up in prayer this morning. So Luke chapter 10. And verses 25 and following. David, would you find me some water, sir, please? And we'll go ahead and be opened up in prayer and pray for them. Our Father and our God, we come at this time to Lord. And Father, we know, as the songs have already been saying this morning, Lord, that, you know, trouble comes from time to time. And Lord, that we know that we got a God that we can depend on, a God that loves us, a God that demonstrated his love for us on the cross of Calvary. And Father, I pray that we would take this love this morning that we're going to read about. And Lord, that the qualities that God has for us and the qualities of that love that is demonstrated, the Lord, that we will take these qualities and apply them to our life, the Lord. And then, Father, be good stewards of those qualities, the Lord, of love, and distribute them, the Lord, amongst our brothers and sisters in Christ and amongst our family and friends and co-workers, schoolmates, our community, those that we come in contact with, the Lord. May this message speak to our heart today on love and unity in the bride of Christ, the Lord, and that we could ever move forward and go forward, Father, holding up the banner high, the Lord, knowing what you've done for us. And Father, we do pray for Juanita Hamilton. We do pray for her family, the Lord, and as there are folks that are rallying around her now to try to help her out, Lord, we just pray that, Father God, that you would just demonstrate your love through this community, the Lord, and through this church, that, Father, we'll be able to help her in any avenue and arena that requires to be helped. But, Lord, we just pray that you would just touch her, the Lord, and let her know that there is a community that loves her. There is a church family that cares about the concerns of the people of this community. And, Father, may we rally around her, the Lord, and Father, even show her that love and that support. Father, we don't know if she goes to church or not or involved in church, but, Father, through this, may she see the love of God. And, Lord, that, Father, it might prick her heart to want to be a part of what God is doing, Father, in this community and in this church, the Lord. And, Father, again, as we open up your word today, I pray that you would open up our hearts, you'd open up our minds, the Lord. Bless us to be able to receive your word and apply it to our life. Father, may your will and way be done. And Father, as we try to carry out your will and way and your work at this church, Father, we pray that you defeat the devil, bind him up, cast him away from here, Lord. And just let the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God have freedom to move and work in and amongst our church and our church family, the Lord. Defeat the devil, send him on the run. Father, keep him at bay. Keep him away from everybody and every individual and every guest here. Father, we just pray your love will be demonstrated today. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Luke chapter 10, and start with verse 25. It says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up, intending him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he willing to justify himself, being willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in the oil and wine, and set him on his beast, and brought him to the inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now these 3, thinkest thou, was a neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise. When I think about this, and I think about Valentine's Day has approached us, and I think we'll be celebrating that Tuesday, and some of us already celebrated it through the weekend and things of that nature, doing things that you know we need to do since Valentine's is falling on Tuesday and things of that nature. But I think what we need to understand is about the love of God and love for others. And here we have a parable that Jesus was teaching here, and we see that he was teaching it to a lawyer that had some questions. And I see there were three people here, and all of them had an opportunity to love on an individual that fell on hard times. All of them had an opportunity to reach out to touch somebody. All of three of these men had an opportunity to demonstrate their love and the love of God for this individual that fell among the thieves and that was hit and beaten and suffering. But as I look at this story and as I read it, even though there were 3 men that had this opportunity, there were only one that did anything about it. There was only one that came to the rescue. And I want to talk about the love that we have. So we go back and we look at these few verses here in verse 25 and 26. It said, Behold, a certain lawyer stood and questioned him, asking him about this, testing him, Teacher, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? That's a good thing. That's a good question. Thanks for asking about that. Eternal life is what we need to desire to have. And it takes that love of God that he demonstrated to us, that he gave us that eternal life. He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? So if you're taking notes, number one, love for God and love for others. Number one, a love for God. What is the love for God? What is a love for God? What is this verse telling us? In verse 27, he said, and answering said, Thou shalt love what? The Lord thy God, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. The love for God. We need to understand that agape love that God had for us. A love for God, and an unexplainable love that God sent the best that he had to offer for you and me. God sent his only begotten son to die for you and me. That is an amazing kind of love that God demonstrated us. And I feel if we ever grasp a hold of that love and ever can wrap our mind around that love and understand that, we'll be changed for all eternity. It will change who we are. It will change our life once we realize what God did for us. How he demonstrated his love for us. It didn't matter how bad we were, how far away from God we were. God wasn't even on our mind, and we wasn't even birthed at that time when he died for us on the cross of Calvary. But he knew who you were. He knew who I was. He knew what you'll be doing. He knew what I would be doing. He knew all the sin that I would ever commit in my lifetime. He knew about it. He knew all the sin that you would ever commit in your lifetime. He knew about it. But it didn't stop him from loving us. It didn't stop him from dying on the cross of Calvary for you and me. It didn't stop him from demonstrating a love that was beyond belief, my friends. He said that he would that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's the kind of love that God demonstrated for us. My friends, he didn't give up on us, my friend, when we wasn't lovely. He didn't give up on us when we were out messing around in the world, doing ungodly things, saying ungodly things, acting ungodly. He didn't give up on you and me. He died for us. He gave his life for us, my friends. He demonstrated that love of God up on the cross of Calvary for us. Aren't you glad? Thank God for his mercy and grace. Thank God for his love today that he didn't give up on us, my friends. No matter how we've acted and what we've done, God still loves us. And my friends, when he said in this verse 27, he answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul and all thy strength and all thy mind as thy neighbor. I think about what he tells us in Romans 12, 1 and 2. I think about over there when he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. That's reasonable enough for God to ask, isn't it? That we live a life that is pleasing to him. We present our bodies to him, a living sacrifice to him. Present ourselves holy and blameless to him and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. He said, and be not conformed to this world. Don't be drugged down by what this world has to offer, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. He said, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind as thy neighbor. He said it this way in Matthew 22 and verse 34 through 40. He said this. He said, but when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. One of them, which was a lawyer. Amazing. Here's another lawyer. I'm not picking on lawyers today, if any are in here. Asking him a question, tempting him and saying, why is it always a lawyer tempting him? Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. He said, this is the first and great commandment, and the second is likened unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law of the prophets. And he is talking about the love that is demonstrated there, the love that God has. And my friends, it comes from the heart. It comes from the heart. In Matthew 12, 34, and God just gave me this mark so he didn't have this one wrote down. In Matthew 12, 34, it says, O generation of vipers, how can you be evil, speaking good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. It's about the heart. Everything comes from the heart. The love of God comes from the heart. God had so much love for us that he gave his son for us. And he's talking about that heart. It's with that heart that we confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. He tells us in Romans 10:10. He says, well, with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. It's with the heart, my friends. And where does love come from? Everything you see about Valentine's, what does it have? Has a heart. Your love, Valentine's, it has a heart. It's out of that heart that love is demonstrated. It's out of the heart man speaketh. It's out of the heart that we believe unto salvation. We believe in eternal life. What confession is made with our mouth, but it's from the heart that we believe. The love that God had, the love that God demonstrated to us. And he said unto him in verse 28, and he answered, right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he being willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and whom is my neighbor? And Jesus answered in verse 30, and Jesus answered and said, a certain man again, he went down into Jerusalem into Jericho. He fell among the thieves which stripped him of raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. He said, and it chanced there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. My friend, when I think about this, I think about today when you and I look at the news. I think about the love. People have no regard or no respect for human life. People have no regard and no respect for people at all. I think about the Summer Thompson's cases. I think about the Haley Cummins cases. I think about what you see on the news all the time, where people just running up and rampantly shooting and killing one another. And then you see the police come up there to do an investigating. And what does everybody do? Nobody speaks. They're scared to death. They're scared to death of what's going to happen. You know, they don't say anything, and they have no respect or regard for life. The least they could do is say, yes, I know a little bit about this. I've seen what happened. I know what went on, but people don't want to get involved. It's us four no more. Leave me alone. That's what I want. You know, and we see that people have no regard and no respect for life. There's a show on TV called 48 Hours, the first 48 or 48 responder. And you see all these group of investigators, and they come together and they're trying to solve a case. And I'm telling you, on the first 24 hours, you ain't getting nobody to say nothing in the community where they're at. They might know who it is, but they're not going to say nothing. There's no regard, no respect for life, my friends. No respect for people's feelings and what's going on. None. My friend, God is a God of love. We need to demonstrate that love to one another. Demonstrate the love. You know, one of the things that people say when they come here, this is the most loving church they ever found. The most friendly church they ever found. The most inviting and welcoming church they ever found. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. Too many of them are closing the doors because they love to fight. It should be love for one another. Love. If we can't love one another in God's house, how can we love them that are outside of God's house? Amen. We got to demonstrate a kind of love that God wants us to demonstrate and that characteristic in us. And my friend, it'll overflow. It'll fill up the cup, that love will, and begin to overflow in the saucer so you and I are pouring out into community. My friends, we got to have that love and demonstrate the love that God wants us to have. And here we see these people had a chance to demonstrate that love. But what did they do? They walked by it. Two of them walked on by. Walked on by. So, no, man, I don't know what they were thinking, but they walked by them. Passed by and even looked up on them. They seen them, my friend, but they kept on going. You and I have an opportunity to demonstrate God's love, my friends, and we need to be doing that. And he said in verse 32, and likewise, a Levi, when he was at the place, came and looked upon him, and he passed by on the other side. If you take a notes, number two, we need to have a love for others. We need to have a love for others. Look at verse 33. It said, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Love fills. Love compels to move. Love feels, folks, and he had compassion on him. In Matthew 9, in verse 36 through 38, it says this. It said, but when he saw the multitude, being Jesus, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then he saith unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray that ye, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. But that first verse in 36 says, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. My friends, we have a desire. We have a heart. We have a compassion to have a love for others. Just as this Samaritan, when he journeyed and he came to where he was, he saw and had compassion on him. Love feels. Love moves. Love gives you a desire to do something. It gives you a compassion to love across borders and expenses. Love, my friend, that God demonstrated us. The love that Jesus had for us. The love, my friend, that when he was being crucified, when he was being beaten, when he was spit upon, when he was smacked around, when his beard was plucked out, when a crown of thorns was shoved on his head, when his nails were nailed through his hands and his feet, my friend, and his robe was stripped off of him, and he was mocked, my friend, and spit upon and all that. He opened not his mouth. The only thing he did say when he opened it was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What kind of love? A love that he had for us. A love for others. So much so that he went through all that stuff and still loved them and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. A love. That's the kind of love that God wants us to demonstrate. My friends, a love for one another. And you know and you understand that the people you're closest to and the people you love the most, the old saying is the people that what? Hurt you the most. My friend, that love, but what is it? Do you just throw in the towel and walk away at the first little thing that comes up and the first little bump in the road? No. You love one another through it. And you get through it and you keep on going, and God makes you stronger. He makes you better. He makes you a better dad. He makes you a better mom. He makes you a better husband, a better wife. He makes you better, and you grow together. That sounded pretty good right there, didn't it? He makes you better, and you grow together, and you learn to love one another and move in the direction that God will have us to go in, the love for others. And the Samaritan, he demonstrated that love. He felt that compassion. He was moved with compassion just as Jesus was moved. He tells us in Romans 5:8, he said, but God commanded his what? Love towards us, in that we were yet sinners. When we were unlovely, Christ died for us. That amazing love that God demonstrated for you and me. That amazing love that he had for us. Verse 34 said this. Said, and he went to him and bound him his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. Set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Love does something. Love responds, folks. Love responds. Not only that, but when I see verse 35, number 3 point is love costs. Love costs something. Love costs. When you look at verse 35, it said this. It said, on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more when I come again, I'll repay thee. My friend, love cost. Love cost. It cost God his son. He tells us in John 3:16. He tells us, and you know it. He said this in John 3:16. For God so loved the world, love, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The love that God demonstrated for you and me, love cost Jesus his son. Love in John 15 in verse 9 through 17 said this. Said, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I commanded you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for a servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I commanded you that you what? Love one another. The love. Love cost. It cost Jesus his life. Love costs, my friends. When you love somebody, you'll do whatever to bring about a reconciliation to a problem. You'll do whatever to make sure that your loved one is happy. You'll do whatever if you truly have the love of God in your heart. You will cross all borders and all barriers to do what you need to do to make sure that individual knows that you love them. Make sure they know that you love them. You respect them. You love them. You want the best for them. And my friends, that's the same kind of love we need to demonstrate to people here. The same kind of love we need to demonstrate to those that are out there. Like Miss Juanita Hamilton that is suffering a loss today of a house. The love that you and I demonstrate, the love that can pour out to her and her family in this time might be what she needs to change her life for all eternity. Might be what she needs to change her life for all eternity. The love that we can demonstrate that the Father demonstrated us. Love costs, my friend. Are you willing to let it cost, my friend? Are you willing to pay the price that God intended for us to do to show that we love one another? Are you willing to pay the price to demonstrate what God has in store for us to love this community, to love this country, to love this world, and demonstrate that in our lives? Are you willing to show your family that you love them? So many times we take for granted our spouses. We take for granted our children, our husband, our wife. So many times we take those for granted. And they're the last ones that hear from us, we love you. They're the last ones that hear from us. Miss Nancy thinks Brother Don's running around all the time on him. Because every time I'm on the phone with him, when we go to hang up, what does he say, Miss Nancy? Come on, let's embarrass him. What does he say?
I love you.
He tells me he loves me all the time. And Miss Nancy the other day said, who are you talking to? He said, Pastor Tim. I love you. I love you. You know, it's like that movie in Courageous. Every time the sheriff officer was talking to the sheriff and they went to hang up, he said, I love you. Y'all seen that? It's that love that we have for one another. The love that needs to be demonstrated. I love you. So Brother Don and I play now. I said, I love you, baby. He said, I do to you too, baby. And thank the Lord, Miss Nancy knows who's on the other line now. I'll find out Tuesday. Brother Don's face is as red as his shirt. If I get flowers, I'm running. And Miss Nancy's got a lot of questions coming. I love the love for one another, the love that we demonstrate, the love that God has to let one another love you, you know, and let them know that you love one another. And we should demonstrate that love and love one another in Christ and experience that. Love costs, my friends. Love costs. Last thing, number four. As love demonstrates. Love demonstrates. Love demonstrates. He said in verse 36 and following, he said this. He said, which now of these three thinkest thou was a neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Go and do thou likewise. Love demonstrates, my friends, just as we see it demonstrated and unfolded right here. And he asked again, he said, which of these three thinkest thou as a neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said in verse 37, he that what? Showed mercy on him. Then he said to Jesus unto him, said what? Go and do thou likewise. When I look back at John 3:16, I look back at that, and I want to look through verses 18. It said this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Love demonstrates itself, my friends. Love, we need to have love for God and love for others. A love for God, a love for others, love costs, and love demonstrates itself. Are we willing to demonstrate that love, my friends, when it comes to the cause of Christ, when it comes to doing God's work, and it comes to doing God's business and God's way? Danny, you guys can come back. When it comes to that, are we willing to demonstrate that love? Are we willing to let that love be known? Are we willing to let that love be evident, my friends? And it ought not just be at Valentine's Day. It ought not just be at Valentine's Day when the candies come out and the toy bears come out and all that candy and the chocolates and the box of chocolates and all the hearts and everything that represents love. It ought not be just at Valentine's Day that we express that love for one another. It ought not be at just Valentine's Day that we express that love for our spouses and our brothers and sisters in Christ and all that. My friends, we ought to demonstrate that love every day of our life. Demonstrate that love all year long. Demonstrate the love that the Lord has for us. It ought to be, my friend, something that we practice to do on a daily basis. Love. And we ought not take it for granted. We ought not take each other for granted. We ought not take our spouses for granted, our children for granted. My friends, because James tells us, what is your life? It's but a vapor, appear for a little while, and vanishes away. Cherish the moments you have with your family. Cherish the moments we have with brothers and sisters in Christ. Cherish the moments we have with one another. My friend, life is too short to go around being angry and mad all the time. Life is too short, my friends, to show out and carry on all the time. We got a job to do. We got a church to build. We got a future to grow. We got people that need to be saved. We got folks that need to be loved on. We got a lady that her house is burning down, Miss Juanita, that needs some love. And my friends, you and I have that love if we're a child of God. You and I have that love as Christians that we need to demonstrate and live it out. My friends, maybe you've never experienced God's love today. Maybe you've never made Jesus Lord of your life. My friends, he stands at your heart's door and knocks. He wants you to open up and let him in. He wants you to open up and let him in. He tells us in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you've never invited Jesus in your heart to be your Lord and Savior, won't you call upon him today? You will experience the greatest love you've ever experienced in your life, forgiveness of sin through Jesus. Maybe you're here and you're looking for a church home. I'd love to be a pastor. This church would love to be your home. My friends, you come on and express that desire. Maybe you're here and you need to pray about something. You come on, I'll pray with you. You got at these altars, other will pray with you. Whatever it is, be obedient to the call of God upon your life today. Will you stand?